flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Alrighty, Patty Boyle, spinning those beats. It's 1128 BT and Sal and all the fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. All right, let's do a little math here, something I was awful at in school. God, I hated math as a kid. Hated it. But this is easy stuff, because this is baseball stuff. This is home run stuff. So, Hoff, let's say, even though you are not as enthusiastic as others, because you need to see it happen, you're not going to really take the cheese yet. And what we're talking about is obviously Boomer Esiason's tweet last night that seems to foreshadow, because Boomer's just not a troll, that he's just not going to put that out there because he's not reckless. So, listen, Pete's going to be a Met, and that's going to be awesome for you and hopefully awesome for the Mets. And all my Met co-working friends will be happy and all that stuff. 3 years, like I know it's a leap of faith because you keep saying it's not done yet. I get that. But what do you think it is? 3 years with an opt-out after two? And then I could get to some math here.
I think it's max 3, but I think it's going to be closer to 2 with a 1-year opt-out.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I would even be surprised if it's fully 3 where he can't bounce. Yeah, it's not going to be 3 where he can't move. I agree. But let's just settle on 3. Let's say it's 3 and maybe he doesn't opt out after the first. He doesn't want to, or he doesn't have an amazing season. I don't know. But just to keep some math moving here. I do think it's a little overstated how, quote-unquote, easy it's going to be for Pete to get to 500 home runs. Because you do hear that a lot. First, you got to pass Strawman to be the all-time Mets home run leader. And then he's got a lot of work to do to get to 5. Now, I even say this, and again, this is down the road. This is a little side piece to maybe eventually a Hall of Fame resume. But let's say he averages, because he does average, or he has averaged 43 over 162 games so far. You know, let's knock it down to 40 so we can just do even math. 40, 80, 120, boom. We got 160, and we're going to go. All right, so we're going to go to 120. I'm going to tack on the 120 to the 226, which exist, which is already exists, which is 346. Now, the Mets had decided they wanted him back this year at the age of 30. Are you telling me, even if he averages, and I think he would, you know, if he stays healthy, because he's pretty much a beast with that, he always posts. If he puts up 120 home runs over the next 3 years with the Mets, which would get him to 346 going into the age of 34 season, well, you know what I mean. Is he still going to get 500 as a Met? No, he's not.
Oh, no, I don't think he's not a career Met. Like, okay. This is it. Like,
right.
I think that we've established this.
Good.
He's not going to be a lifetime Met. That,
okay.
That, the 500, I think he could easily hit 500 home runs. He's just not doing it as a Met because they don't want him.
Yeah.
They don't want him long term.
No, I agree with that.
They barely even want him right now.
No, that's what I was saying, and that was the purpose of that exercise. But I don't even want to muddy the waters. Like, I just want to, I love the stats, and that's something that's been thrown out there about a lot about people, which I get because he's been a prodigious home run hitter. That's still a long ways off. But what does that mean for 2025? It means nothing. All you really care about is get him behind Soto and, from a Mets perspective, let's go. Let me get Mark in Brooklyn. Mark, what's happening?
Yeah, hi. Pete Alonso. I don't want him on my team. I'm a Mets fan, and I don't want him on my team. I think that if you remember 2 or 3 years ago, they said that the team was in shambles, the clubhouse, because of him. And he was blamed totally for it. Last year, the manager did a great job, and there was no bickering, at least not that we know of. But, Pete Alonso is a cancer in there.
Ah, that's a little harsh there, Mark.
Maybe I'm using a little too harsh of a language, but if you recall.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we were talking about it on this show. Do I recall? We were in the middle of it. Yes. Okay. More than anybody we were. Of course I remember. We never used the word cancer. We just didn't think he was a leader.
No, it's a lot worse than not being a leader.
How do you know?
Because all the rumors that came out from players that spoke about him behind his back.
Yeah, but Mark, think about this. First of all, the other day over Amazing Day or Mets Fan Fest, like Lindor's on the record, Nimmo's on the record. Like, they now listen, maybe they're just saying this, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
to look good, because a very positive influence in the clubhouse.
Okay, but hold on. If Pete was such, now listen, I'm not saying that Pete's a star, a super. I'm not saying that at all, but. To use the word cancerous with Pete, I think it's unfair. Like, if he was such a problem, how did the Mets almost get to the World Series last year?
That's what I said, because of the coach. Because he...
Well, then why can't the coach do that again?
Not necessary.
All right, who do you want?
You have very good players there.
Who do you want playing first base?
I'm good with the Yankees.
Who do you want playing third base?
Third base? We'll try between two or three guys.
Who?
McNeil to move to third.
Who's playing second?
Aquino.
Who's playing second?
Aquino.
Acuna, okay. All right. And what if McNeil hits 7 home runs and hits 260? Where do you go?
Well, I don't think that he's going to be hitting as many. Last year he didn't, and he's
average.
I see
you want to go to Beatty. No, listen, I'm all good with options. That's fine. So let's say you go to Beatty. What if Beatty hits 190? Like, it seems like he always does when he gets a chance.
I'm not that big on...
who's playing third base?
Maurice.
He just ripped up his knee. You haven't even seen him play once.
Okay. He's getting there. He didn't do it last week. He's getting there, and he's going to get... Before the season begins, I believe that he'll be ready.
All right, so you don't want Pete. You don't seem very confident about the options, but all right, Mark.
And what about Vladimir Guerrero?
What about him?
We'll trade a few of those. Betty and this one and that one.
Yeah, we'll trade for Joe Carter next week, too. Get them all then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, I got you. Bring back Robbie Alomar. He could play second base. I mean, you got to put a team together that is realistic today. Now, I do think that Vlad's in play for the Mets at some point during the offseason or maybe during the season if Toronto goes off the rails, whatever, and then they have to trade him. But right now, Pete's in front of you. Let's get it done. And they will, I believe. James in Middletown. Jimmy, what's going on, Jim?
BT, what's up, my man?
James, what's happening?
Now I feel like I'm talking to your last caller because I don't think... Let's talk about the trickle-down effect here of not getting Pete, right? I'm a Yankee fan like you. You saw Soto play last year. You know Soto had 130 walks last year batting in front of Aaron Judge, the best hitter in baseball.
Yep.
Per se. And what do you think was going to happen to the Mets if they don't get a slugger behind him?
Like, pitch around them all day, and nobody's going to do any damage behind them.
Exactly. All day. You know what that's going to do to Soto's numbers, too? You're paying this guy $750 million. He's going to walk 170 times this year if they don't get a slugger in there.
And he's patient, and he'll take all those walks, and that would frustrate Mets fans if nobody's behind him doing anything. It's one thing if Judge is cranking bombs left and right and he's scoring, or he's got to get pitched to because guys are on base in front of him. But, I hear you. It's not perfect, but, for the Mets, it makes the most sense. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's an awful lot of money to spend on a guy, on Soto, to get 160 walks in a season, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. You need a slugger back there. Sign this guy already. It's
yeah,
enough.
And they will. I think they will. And by the way, James, do you think that the Yankees' pivot was perfect from Soto, or you think they need one more piece?
Listen, I'm a little iffy. I'm a little iffy at third base here. Like, that's my only. I'm not a bitter guy about Soto. Listen, I want him back. Yeah, I want him back.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not devastated that he's gone. I mean, I feel like they made some good moves, but we're a guy short.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a guy short for what? The World Series or the division? Because those are two very. You could address the World Series in June or July with a trade.
Great point, too. That's a great point, too. There could be someone on the way. And let's see how this plays out at third. I don't think Cabrera is the answer. I certainly don't think DJ LeMahieu's the answer.
No, me neither. No, DJ's, he just seems shot physically. Thanks for the call there, James. I mean, one thing that we've tried to guard against, because I think it's unfair to Met fans, and it's unfair to Yankee fans. Like, whenever we're talking about the Mets, we're talking about the Mets. We're talking about the Yankees, we're talking about the Yankees. But there are times where, the points kind of converge, whatever. And I think this is one of them. And I think this should illuminate my thought process fairly well for you guys. Like, yeah, I'd love a better third base option right now for the Yankees. But I don't think the Yankees need one. Like, they can go into the season with whomever at third base and figure things out and still win a lot of games. And then address it if they have to at the trade deadline, where the Mets, I don't know that the Mets have the freedom because, right now, even though we think Pete's going back, Pete is not a Met yet. And there's a glaring hole in the middle of the order. And, moving Vientos to first, if that was to happen, and then he might have a hole at third base. And by the way, Iglesias is not yet signed. Then he hit 400 at home last year as a Met, which is a Met record. There's a lot of things at play. And I think the urgency for the Mets to get this done with Pete is much more glaring than the urgency for the Yankees to get something done at third base. And those are things that are addressable, if you will, for the Yankees in the middle of the season. I don't know. Not that it couldn't be addressable for the Mets, but are you going to be able to get a massive slugger behind Juan Soto? Well, maybe it will be Vlad, so maybe the answer is yes. But you would need a lot of things to happen. Him not sign in the next couple of weeks before they go down to Dunedin, which is what he said. That's his edict. And him not to enjoy it, or the Blue Jays to fall out of it, which I don't think they will with some of the moves they've made. I think they'll at least be competitive. A lot of variables, But I think the Yankees have a little more time during the season. The Mets may be a little less urgency to get it done. Or, pardon me, a little more urgency to get it done.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.